This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Washington Post newspaper is reporting that the district attorney in New York City has convened a grand jury that could decide whether or not to indict former President Donald Trump, other executives at his company, or the business itself, if prosecutors present the panel with criminal charges. This is all according to two people familiar with the development. The Post cited those two anonymous sources for the information. It said the grand jury is likely to hear several matters, not just the Trump case, during its 6 months of existence. The paper said the sources spoke anonymously because the cases are ongoing, and the investigation of Trump businesses in New York State has been going on for more than 2 years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the Mideast says he will ask Congress for $75 million in assistance for Palestinians in Gaza following the recent ceasefire that brought an end to the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Blinken made the announcement Tuesday after talks in Ramallah with Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority. The top U.S. diplomat said the United States would reopen its consulate in Jerusalem, provide $5.5 million in immediate disaster assistance, and more than $32 million for a United Nations emergency humanitarian relief campaign for Gaza. The top U.S. diplomat also pledged to help expand economic opportunities for Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank. He said the United States will work to ensure that Hamas does not benefit from those reconstruction efforts. Blinken also reiterated Tuesday the Biden administration's belief in a two-state solution for the Mideast situation. This is VOA News. U.S. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy denounced fellow Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene on Tuesday for likening COVID-19 masks to the badges the Nazis forced Jews to wear during the Holocaust. Greene made the remarks 5 days ago. She drew backlash from Jewish groups and others. On Tuesday, McCarthy issued his first official response to the comments. He said, quote, Marjorie is wrong, and her intentional decision to compare the horrors of the Holocaust with wearing masks is appalling. He added, let me be clear, the House Republican Conference condemns this language. The United States has been experiencing a spate of physical and verbal attacks against Jews in New York, Los Angeles, and South Florida amid an escalation earlier this month of the conflict between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday it is clear that opposition blogger Roman Protasevich has been beaten while in detention after being arrested on Sunday. The arrest made global headlines Sunday after a Belarusian aircraft escorted a commercial flight to an unscheduled stop in Minsk. Protasevich was a passenger on that plane. He was removed from the plane and led away by police. The Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania had not been scheduled to land in Belarus. Protasevich appeared in a video posted online on Monday, apparently filmed by Belarusian security services, in which he confessed to organizing anti-government protests. His supporters say marks on his face show he had been beaten. Pakistan dismissed Tuesday the possibility of allowing the United States to operate a military base on Pakistani territory or conduct what it called kinetic drone operations against Afghanistan. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi's statement came amid reports Islamabad is allegedly negotiating a new arrangement with Washington to facilitate future U.S. counterterrorism operations. Qureshi rejected those reports as baseless and speculative. He told the Upper House of Parliament that the government of Pakistan has categorically ruled out such activities. Qureshi's statement came a day after Russia's presidential envoy for Afghanistan said Afghan neighbors Tajikistan and Uzbekistan will also not allow the United States to establish military bases on their territories. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.